and telling the El Yochim ben Chilkiyo, Shevna HaSeifer, Yoyach ben Asaf, telling them that what are you relying on? You're relying on Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a weak, broken thing. If you're relying on Hashem, so he said now in Pasuk Chav Gimel, the last Pasuk we said, and he says, what do you have? You don't. If I would even give you 2,000 horses, you wouldn't even have 2,000 riders to put on them to fight against me. So Pasuk Chav Dalet, he continues and he says, Ve'echtashiv es p'nei pakas akar abdei adoini aktanim. So you wouldn't even be able to fight against one of the smallest officers in the army of my master. Because you can't even put 2,000 men on horses. If I would give you the horses to fight, that's smaller than the smallest troops that we have. So the Elamai, the only thing you could say is because you're relying on Mitzrayim. I already told you Mitzrayim is like a broken stick. You can't rely on them. And now he continues in Pasuk Chafe and he says, do you think that I'm coming here to destroy it, not Beratzen Hashem? Hashem Amar Eli, Hashem told me, saying this over in the name of Sancheirev, Hashem told me, go up to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and destroy it. Now what was he referring to? You see, Rashi says in Yeshaya, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, there's a nevuah that says Hashem is going to bring as Malach Asher Olecha Ve'al Amecha. So there was a nevuah that Hashem is going to bring Malach Asher. Now, if you'll notice, Rashi says on the words V'hishchisa Ezu Haisif Mishalai. That Sancheirev added on to the nevuah. He said over, Hashem said, Alei Alaretz Hazois. Vishchis and destroy it, Sancheirev added on to the nevuah himself. That's the way Rashi says. The Mitzudah says that, if you look over there in Yeshaya, and he seems to be saying a bit of a different pasuk, Yeshaya Ches, he says, that the nevuah of Yeshaya was the Melech Asher destroying Shimrein, which was Malchus Yisrael, which Yitaka did earlier, that we had a few prakim ago. But to go and destroy Yerushalayim, that wasn't the nevuah. So the Mitzudah says, V'tal loymer sheken yatsub Yerushalayim. He heard the nevuah about Shimrein, which he actually was Mekayim, but he decided that that refers also to Yerushalayim. So therefore he said that you think I'm here mibalade Hashem? I'm here because Hashem sent me for a nevuah. So either he added vishchisa, the destruction that Hashem said, like Rashi says, or the Mitzudas is saying that he made a mistake between difference between Shimron and Yerushalayim. So how did it get to him? So the Radak says two pshat in here. The Radak says on the words Hamibala de Hashem. So in his second pshat, he's learning like Rashi and the Mitzudas that it was dependent on the nevuah of Yeshaya. Now he tells us now a piece of information here that we may not have known before, but it's going to be relevant soon. And that is, who was this Rav Shake fellow? This Rav Shake fellow, according to Chazal, was a Yisrael Mumar. He was Yisrael who then changed sides and went to Shmad himself and become an Oyved Avodah Zarah and be part of the kingdom of Ashur. And he ended up a big officer in the army of Sancheirev Melech Asher. Now we'll see this relevant later because as Sancheirev wants to destroy Yerushalayim, the night of Pesach, Rav Shake hears Hallel being said from the walls of Yerushalayim, and it reawakens in him the religion of his youth. He remembers his father's Seder, so to speak, and he hears Hallel, and he tries to convince Sancheirev to go back home, and that doesn't happen. So Rav Shake, according to one pshat in Chazal, was really a Yid. So says the Radak, this is how Melech Asher heard about the Nevuah. Because Rav Shake heard the Nevuah from Yeshaya when he was Yisrael. Then he went to Melech Asher and he informed him of the Nebuah. The other pshat the Radak says here in the pasuk pasha pshat is not Hamibaladei Hashem Alisi Hashem Amar Eli as if it's a nevuah. As we'll see in a moment, Sancheriv is going to say all the different nations he destroyed, and he had atzlacha. So he's saying, how did I do this? How did I destroy all of these lands? Hashem is obviously the one allowing me to do it. So it's as if Hashem has told me to continue your work and go around destroying and taking over places. So not that Hashem actually said it, but from his success, he's saying, almost like it's like a piece of Amunah here, a bit of Amunah, he believes it's Hashem, the one telling him to do it. So he's saying, how did I have Atzlacha? It's not for Hashem. So Hashem is telling me, come here and destroy Yerushalayim too. It's not that he heard a Nevuah or Hashem spoke to him. He's just using his success, so to speak, as saying, obviously this is the Ratzon of Hashem. That's the Radak in his first shot of Pasha Pshat. You see, Rashi and the Metzudas were going with the Nevuah part of it, and he went with that in the second shot. So they say, listen, do us a favor. You're screaming this whole business over here. Do you mind speaking in Aramis, in a different language, not in Lashon HaKodesh, not in Hebrew? Don't worry, we understand Aramis. Don't speak in the Jewish language. They were afraid that if everyone hears him screaming this thing, it'll demoralize Yerushalayim. So they said, listen, if you want to say all this stuff here, no problem. We'll give the message to the king. You speak Aramis, nobody else knows Aramis. So Vayom Ralem Rav Shoki, Haladenecho Velecho Shlachani Adoni Ledaber Sadvar Maila. What do you think, that I was only sent here to tell you and the king? I'm here to tell everybody this message. Even the people sitting on the wall, the regular people. So there's creeds and ksivs here. The creed, the way you read it is, Lechel es tzayayim. Tzayayim is their waist. And velishtais es meimei raglayim is also the meimei raglayim that they have. In other words, the Torah didn't write it, the Navi didn't write it, but in a time of siege, as we saw earlier, when Shimron was laid siege, people end up eating the most disgusting and drinking the most disgusting things. They have nothing left. So he was telling them, we're laying siege to you. So I'm not just talking to you and the king. I'm telling everybody, the people who are out there eating the worst things and they're starving, I want them to hear this. Because if they hear this, maybe they'll give in. So what did he do? Vayamay Rav Shoki Vayikro Bekol Gadol Yehudis. He called out very loud in the Jewish language, Vayidavra Vayamer Shimud Varamelech HaGadol Melech Asher. Ko Yomer HaMelech Al Yashi Lechem Chizkiyo. Don't let Chizkiyo convince you otherwise. Kilo yuchol ha'atzel eschem miyada. He can't save you from Melech Asher. Val yavtech eschem Chizkiyo Hashem leimor. And don't let Chizkiyo tell you, hatzel yatzileinu Hashem, Hashem's going to save us. V'lo yisinosen azir adosh b'yad Melech Asher. Al tishmu al Chizkiyo. Why? Ki chay amar Melech Asher, asu iti bracha. Do me a favor. In other words, asu iti bracha means make shalom with me. Utsu elai, come out with me. V'ichlu ish gafnai, you'll be able to eat fruits from a tree, from a vine. V'ish teinasa, ushtu ish meibayre, you'll be able to drink water. Here you are, we're laying siege to you, you're going to be starving there. Come out, you make shalom, you'll have all the food in the world. Advai, if you're going to come out, don't worry, I'm not going to kill you. I'll take you to another land, just like your land. Eretz Dogon v'Siroish, Eretz Lachan u'Kramim, Eretz Zeis Yitzer Dvash, there's oil and there's honey. V'chiu v'lai samusi, you'll live and you won't die. If you're going to continue this siege, we're going to kill you all. You're starved, but we'll kill you. Don't listen to Chizkiyo, who's telling you, who's convincing you, Hashem's going to save us. And here is where he went overboard. Did any other god save his land? Where are those other gods? Did they save Shimron from me? There's no God who was able to save their land. If they couldn't save their land, there's no way Hashem could save Yerushalayim from me. Everyone was quiet. It seems Chizkiyo HaMelech had given out a tzavo, an edict, and said that if they come and they start demoralizing us, you don't answer them. Because the minute you start answering them back, you could just make them more angry and they might come and really just destroy your Yerushalayim. Whatever they say, we keep quiet. So this is a big chiddush here. Because you see the Amunah Mitachin Nikla Yisrael had. Remember, in his father's days, the Rav David Zara, Chizkiyahu brought a level of emunah and bitachon to Klal Yisrael that hasn't existed in Malchus Yehuda. Here they are starving away. So it's one thing if the king's servants, these three, the El Yochum and Shevin, these people, they don't answer, fine, these are the king's ministers. But the people who are starving here on the wall, they also don't answer. They listen to this and they don't answer, and they have bitachon that Chizkiyahu says Hashem will save us. They have bitachon that Chizkiyahu is going to take care of them. This, v'charishu am v'layanu esaydavar. That's what the pasuk tells us. It was such a demonstration of emunah in the Ravina Shalaylam with all of the enticements of Melech Asher. And Melech Asher, remember, he destroyed Shimron. There's no more Atheres Hashvatim, they're gone. It was a very scary time for Klal Yisrael. But they had emunah bitachon ki mitzvah hamelech ilayim loisanu. This is what he said. The mitzvah hamelech was loisanu. Don't answer. Vayavai. Now he left. Rav Shake left. Vayavai el yakim ben chilkiya shel abayis v'shevna asayfer v'yoyach ben asaf hamatzir chizkiyo kru begadim. They tore their clothing because when you hear a giduf of Hashem, when you hear Hashem being shamed and being cursed, and when he compared Hashem to these Avodah Zarahs, that just they couldn't save them, so to Hashem couldn't, they were Kerei Abigadov. They tore their clothing. And the Radak says, the Chiyuv of Kriyas Begadim, of tearing one's clothing when they hear Chiruv and Giduv of Hashem, is only if it comes from Yisrael. Now this is again, Rav Shake, we just said before, was the Yisrael Mumar. So again, the Radak points this out. And he says, you have to, first of all, you have to, the person's called Shemea Birchas Hashem. Anyone who hears Birchas Hashem, so we don't like to say the Klal of Hashem, so we use the Lashon Naki, we say, call it Birchas Hashem. So Chayav Likraya is obligated to tear his clothing. There's different types of Kriyas that a person in their life may have to do. Is a kriya if a relative is nifter, a rebbe is nifter, a gadadar is nifter, if there's a sreifa satiras, there's all different types of things. A person in mourning has to tear kriya out of pain. Certain types of kriyas, a person is allowed to sew it back up after the time of the kriya. Certain ones, a person is not allowed to sew back up. A person tears when he goes to the kaisel to see churbei, Yerushalayim or Yehuda, so the Chi of Kriya, that a person is not allowed to sew that back up. It has to remain torn. A person is depends on the relative. It depends on which relative a person would tear Kriya for. If he's allowed to sew it back up, there's sew it back up to the original form, sew it back up in a sloppy way, not sew it back up at all. There's different halachas. This tear ain't a misakal elam. A person here is a giduf of Hashem. He's not allowed to sew it back up at all. However, like we said, it's only if Yisrael does it, says the Radak. So the Kabbalah ha'isa biyadam. It's interesting the way the Radak says it. Ki Rav Sheka Yisrael mumar haya. They knew that Rav Shaki was Yisrael mumar. So therefore, since they heard it from Yisrael, and they heard him compare Hashem to all the other gods, Ein lecha giduv gadol mizeh, there's no greater shame, says the Radak. Shehishvei bayre hakol lalihei eitz v'heaven, that you compare Hashem to Avodah Zarah, v'heitzer ha'yechayles mi'abayre, and you remove the yechayles the ability of Hashem to do anything by saying he's the same as any other Eitz V'Evet. And as we'll see later in the next parak, when Hashem answers back in a nevuah, he tells him, "Es mi charafta v'gidafta. Who is your mecharef? Who did you shame?" So you see this lashon of chiruf, of giduf, of shaming Hashem. It says over there, "Miyad malachecha charafta Hashem." You shamed Hashem through your messengers. So there was a chiruf of Hashem here, and that is why they tore their clothing. So they tore their clothing, they came back to Chizkiyahu HaMelech torn, by Yagidu Lo'ez Dibrei Rav Shaki, and they told him what Rav Shaki said. Yeah?
So if a person, I don't know, does that apply today, like if you hear a a reform rabbi or whatever, make some statement about Hashem, do you have to check
Kriya,
or?
I have to know exactly what the Chir for Yudif is. Mm-hmm. And also, might have to be done by Mezid. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah?
Okay.
So, does it have to be done by Rabbim? That's also a good question. I don't know. I have to look up the halacha. Where is this in my cotton? I have to look it up. I'm not sure. Okay. So what happens? Vayi kishmaya melech Hizkiyo, vayi kres begadav. He also tears his clothing. Vayi skas pasok. He covers himself in sackcloth. Vayavay beis Hashem, and he comes into the beis Hashem, to the beis Hamikdash. Vayi shlach esel yokim asher labayis, v'shev na sefer, v'zikni akayanim iskasim basakim. They were all covered in sackcloth. El Yishayo hanavi ben Amos. So Yishayo was the Navi at that time. So they sent a message to Yishayo ben Hanavi b'shem Bishem Chizkiyo HaMelech. What was the message? Vayayim Ruelov. Kayamar Chizkiyo. Yayim Tzara V'Seicheicho Una'atza Hayayim Hazeh. Today is a Yayim Tzara. It's a day of Tzara. V'Seicheicho. So the way the Radak learns, Seicheicho means Rav Shoke Hoichichonu B'Divrei HaPachad. Rav Shoke engaged us. Seicheicha is a lashon more like a vikuach, when you have a discussion with someone. So he engaged us with these words of fear and of shaming Hashem. That's the lashon of Seicheicha. That's the first pshat in the Radak.
Oh, so
first of all, I'm arguing, but it's having a discussion or a
debate,
right? Where you try to. They try to prove themselves. The haichacha is a proof.
Yeah.
So teicheicha is when you engage in something to try to prove something. Or the Radak says teicheicha means that Hashem is giving us rebuke. Hakel meichiach eitzanu avinaseinu. Obviously, if this is happening, is because we need to do tshuva. Una'atza is a lashon of a bizayin. It's a day of bizayin for us. Hayayim hazeh. Kivo uvanim ad mashmer v'kayach ayin l'leida. So the Chizkiyo is saying, such an eight sara, it's as if we have a person here, klai yitzel ad abonim, bo ad mashmer. The mashal is, the mashmer is where a lady gives birth. So she's holding by giving birth, so the baby's about to come out. That's when she needs her most strength. However, she doesn't have the strength to give birth. So it's such an eight sara. You're trying to show like this is the worst time, the biggest eight sara. But the kayak ayin leleida, we don't have the kayak to get out of it. So what should we do? Ula yishma Hashem alikecha. It's called Dibrei Rav Shoke. So the message to Yishai was maybe Hashem will hear his words. Asher shlochei melech achshar adonim v'charek l'kim chai. V'chiach v'dvarim asher sham Hashem alikecha. So maybe Hashem will hear that. And he continued and he said, v'nosa so svila bad asheris hanimsa. And that's why I'm asking from you, Yeshaya, you should daven, bad Asheris Hanimsa for the rest of Klai Yisrael, the Sheiris, the leftovers here that are in Yerushalayim. All the rest of Eretz Yisrael, all the rest of Yehuda, he's taken over. He took over already, Sancheir. Yerushalayim is the last of Klal Yisrael. So Hashem should hear his rishus with his chiruk, and you should daven, and maybe Hashem will save us. Yeah. It's the same thing from before that he engaged us, right? Same before, right? ויבוא עבדי המלך חזקיהו ישעיהו וירמל משעיהו כה יסוי מנו אדוניכם כה יאמר השם אל תירא מפני הדברים אשר שמעת אשר גידפו נערי מלך אשר הייתי. Don't worry about it. Don't fear the words that you heard, that the נערי מלך אשר shamed me. He nice him by ruach. I'm going to put it a ruach into him. Bisham Hashmu, he's going to hear something. Bisham La'artzai, he's going to go back home. Meaning, at this moment, he's laying siege. You're going to see very quickly, he's going to go away. V'paltiv v'acher v'artzai. It's not going to happen at the same time, as we'll see. He's still going to come back, and then he's going to go back home again, and when he's home, he's going to be killed. So, you don't have to worry about him.
Goes back.
We'll see exactly how it happens. This, in other words, something in the Bible, he's going to go home and die, but it doesn't happen in succession like that. And we'll see why Hashem wanted to do it this way. Vayoshev Rav Shake. So now we go back. They're meanwhile listening to Shayo, and Rav Shake left. Vayimtas Malach Asher Nilcham Alivna. All of a sudden, he comes back to the camp, and Malach Asher is not there anymore. He went to go fight by Libna. Libna was a city. Kishama kinasa milachish. Remember, where was he? He was in Lachish. The Pasuk said before that Sancheir was in Lachish, and he sent Rav Shake to go to Yerushalayim to give over this message. So he goes back to Lachish. He's not there anymore. He said, where is Sancheir? So they tell him, oh, he traveled from here to Libna to go fight. Why? Because what happened? By Ishmael Tirhaka Malakush Lamar, all of a sudden, that's what Hashem said, I'm going to be nice and by Ruach. He heard that Tirhaka Malakush had gone out to fight against him in this place, Libna. So Rav Shakin went back to Lachish. Okay. He finds Sancheir. Where's Sancheir? Sancheir was going to Livna to go fight Tirhaka Melech Kush. This is what Hashem said. There's going to be Ruach v'shav Ashmua. He's going to hear something v'shav Larza, and he's going to go back.
Ruach means like
being cast
or like he imagined
this
was an illusion.
Oh, nice and by Ruach means Hashem is going to give him an idea to leave.
Oh,
you have an idea. You heard. I normally would say, who cares? Tzirach is coming to fight. I'll take care of Yerushalayim. But he decided to turn around and go away. Now, but he didn't leave right away. On his way out, he sent another message to Chizkiyoh. He wanted to tell him, don't think that I'm not coming back here. You think I'm leaving for good? No, no, no. This is just a temporary thing. Again, Al Yashiyacha Lekecha Asher Atah B'Teach B'Leimer. Don't be convinced, don't be fooled by your Hashem which you have betochen in, saying Loisinos in Yerushalayim B'Yad Malach Asher. Hine Atah Shamata Eis Asher Asu Malchei Asher L'Chol La'Aretz Zachrimam. He continues to the same thing. You heard what the Malchei Asher did to all the land. Vatzati Natsu. You think you're going to be saved? Again, Ha'atziluay Samalihei Agayim Asher Shichasu Avoisai. Did all those gods of the Goyim, which my forefathers already, my fathers destroyed, Goizon, Charon, Retzef, Ne'eden, Asher Bislashar, did any of them save them? Ayoy Melech Hamas, where's the king of Hamas? Melech Harpot, Melech Loris, Sefarfoyim, Hinia, V'iva. Where are all those kings? Their gods didn't save them, we destroyed them. So you don't think your Hashem is going to save you. So this was his message that I'm coming back.
That's Rav Shaki's message?
This was, no, Sancheir's message. He sent it with messengers, and he wrote it. He wrote it like in a letter. As it says in the Pasuk here, Vayikach Chizkiyoh Asvarim Miyara Malachim. He took the letters from the messengers, Vayikarim, and he read them. Vayal Beis Hashem, and he went up to the Beis Hamikdash, Vayipreseu Chizkiyoh Lifnei Hashem, and he spread out these letters in the Beis Hamikdash in front of Hashem. And we'll see in a minute what he did with them. Yeah?
So if he spread the letters out, they might as well have a from Lashon Hara and Lashon Yafik and Prasenu.
Because there were a bunch of them, so like where?
He's Pra'im, he's Lashon Rabin.
He read them.
A lot of letters, multiple. And then if he's Prasenu, he only spread
them. He spread them, no?
One. He's Prasenu, he's Lashon Yafik.
It is?
Yes.
So this is Kol Echad Ve'ech, it means that he did each one separately.
Mm.
How would you say Lashon Rabin?
He's Prasenu,
no? You sure?
Probably.
I don't know. Sometimes who? I mean, but you for say would be Lashon Yafin, no?
Yeah?
Okay. I don't know. Rachel, the question? No? Okay. So now, why did Hashem do this? Why did Hashem need him to leave and then come back? Just take care of him now. So, the way the Radak says it is, Vein lishol tam l'maisei akel yisvara. Can't ask for reasons why Hashem did this. Ki Hashem noira li loisav. Hashem has many ideas, we can't figure them out. But, v'atam nir alonu, we can try to give a reason. You know, as he wants to be makdim and says, I really don't know the reason, but we can give it a logical reason. Number one is like this. He's going to go fight Cush, and the Radak says he also went to fight Mitzrayim at the same time. Doesn't say it in the pasuk here, and so he won over them, and now he brought back all the booty from Cush and Mitzrayim on his way back here to Yerushalayim. So what's going to happen when now Hashem takes care of the whole army of Sancheirev? Now he's going to get all the booty of the army of Sancheirev. They're going to get also all the booty that they have from Cush and Mitzrayim because they just came from that war. So his lashon is, he wanted Klal Yisrael to have all that extra booty from Cush and Mitzrayim also. Now the Radak also says that what Hashem put in his mind was that when he won against Cush and Mitzrayim, so he took all of their troops and brought them with him to Yerushalayim. So now he has even more troops here on Yerushalayim. He did it to instill fear in Klal Yisrael. But as we'll see, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to knock out the Chel of Sancheirev, he's going to kill them all. So then, Cush and Mitzrayim, his lashon is, should see hamiflois sha'atzal oyavav. They should be witnesses to the wonders Hashem does for Klal Yisrael. Because Melech Asher won over Cush and Mitzrayim, conquered all these lands, and yet, Yerushalayim, he's going to lose without anyone shooting one arrow. This big Gibor who conquered all these lands, Hashem is going to make him lose and die, or at least he's not going to die yet, but his troops will be killed and be beaten without any war at all. And Cush and Mitzrayim, who just lost this war, and they were mighty mighty people, they should be witnesses to this chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Klal Yisrael. So that's why Hashem wanted him in the middle here to go to Cush and Mitzrayim and then come back. So now he's in the Beit Hashem. Vayispalu Chizkiyo lifnei Hashem vayoymar. Hashem alikei Yisrael yoshev akruvim atohu hoalikim levatcha lechol mamlechai zoretz. Atosit ha-shemayim ve-zoretz. Hatei Hashem oznecha ushema. Kach Hashem inecho re'ei. Ushma es divrei Sancheirev asher shlocha lechorev alikim choy. Listen to the words of Sancheirev. Here's the letters that he sent to be megad of you. Om nam Hashem. It's true. Amnam is a lashon of truth. Emes, the Kushta, the Targum says, it's true, Hashem. Hechrivu Malchi Asher Sagoyim Vetartzam. Malchi Asher did destroy all these guys. Vinosnu Etzaleyem Veish, and he burned all their Avay Dezoras. You know why? Ki Lo Elohim Heima. They have no power to them. Ki Maisi Deodam, Eitz Vehevan, Vayabdom. All they are wood and stone, so you can destroy them. But you, Hashem, Ato Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Elikeinu, Miyodoi, V'yeidu, Kol Mamlechai Torah, Tziato Hashem Elikim Levadecha. So Hashem, this is a big chil, Hashem, hear what he did? If you prove here today, if you prove now, that you're able to save us, then everyone will see the stark difference between Avodah Zarah and Hashem. So this is what Chizkiyahu in the Beis HaMikdash davened to Hashem. Vayishlach Yishayo ben Amitz al Chizkiyahu leimer kayamar Hashem elikei Yisrael asher yispalalta eilai al sancher melech asher shamati. So he gets a message from Yishayo. And now what happens is, you know, if you go through Yirmiyah, Yishayah, so it's all Nevuos over there and everything's a mashal and poetry and all these different things. In Malachim here, we barely had any. Most of the Nevuos we had were very straightforward. Elihonavi, Elisha, so on and so forth. Even Yishayah before was straightforward. Over here we get a little snippet of one of these Nevuos from Yishayah for the next, seven or eight psukim, where he talks in a more poetic form. So he says, Kayam Hashem l'kei Yisrael, what you davened to me about Sancheirev, I heard it. This is what Hashem spoke. So he's referring to Melech Asher, and he's saying, Bazalecha Basiyain, Besulas Basiyain. Is Bazalacha is going to shame you. Lagalacha is going to laugh at you. Lag is also a lashon of shaming or making fun of. Hakarecha, after you fall, Roishenia, they're going to shake their heads also, making fun. Bas Yerushalayim is going to make fun of you. So he's telling Melech Asher that Besulas Basiyan in Yerushalayim is called Besulas Basiyan because they've never been conquered yet. So she's like a Besula, an unmarried girl. She's never conquered yet. So Besulas Basiyan is going to shame you and make fun of you after you fall. Because it's Miche Rafta Vigidafta. Who did you shame and make fun of? Va Mihari Maisa Kol. And on who did you raise your voice? Fatisa Mora Menecha Kedosh Yisrael. You lifted your eyes up to the Kedosh Yisrael and Hashem. Beyond Malachecha, in the hands of your messengers, Cheirachto Hashem, you shamed Hashem. Vataymer, and what did you say? Beroichev Rechbi, with my chariots, Ani Alisi, I have gone up, Miroim Harim, to the highest of mountains, which Rashi and the Metzuda say here, he's saying, he's talking about Har Havayis. So Melech Asher, Hashem is describing what Melech Asher is saying, that I'm so strong that I'm going to go up to Har Havayis. Yarkisei Levonain, which Rashi says means the Beit HaMikdash, Shemal Ben Avonais, Levonain, the Beit HaMikdash is called Levonain, whitens our sins. The Echreis Koimas Arozov, and I'm going to cut down the height of the Arozov, an Erez tree is a cedar tree, meaning the strong, mighty warriors of Klal Yisrael, I'm going to cut them down. Mivchar Bereishav, the choice of the Bereishav, what type of tree is Bereish? Anyone know?
Cypress.
Cypress, okay. V'avoya Meloin Kitzai, and I'm going to come to Meloin Kitzai. So Rashi says Kitzai means Saifai, the end. And Meloin is like a resting place, like a hotel, like a place where you stay. So I'm going to come to the end of the place where they're living. Yar Karmiloi, which means the best of their land. Carmel is like the best, and Yar Karmiloi, the lashon of the mitzvah is Meitav Shivtai, or Rashi says Meleas Artzei V'Yofi Hajoy, the most beautiful and choicest part of their land. I'm coming to come and destroy. Now, Hashem again talking as if Melech Asher is talking. Anikarti v'shatisi mayim zorim. He's saying as follows. Everything I've done, I've been successful at. So Rashi says, Hiskalti b'chol ma'isai. Everything I started, gamarti. Like someone who digs a pit and finds water to drink. Not every time you dig a well do you find water. But anikarti, karti, the lashon of digging. What? Could be. And I found water, spring water. And it's zarim, it's like new water that nobody has ever seen before. I always dug a pit and I struck new water. And if I ever lay siege to a city that relies on its rivers for water, so what did I do? I brought many troops that there were so many they drank up all the water and there was no water left in the rivers for that city. So v'akrif b'chafam, it means I've destroyed with my b'chafam, I means with my feet, which means my troops that I brought, kol ya'ari matzer, the ya'ar, the water of the matzer places I lay siege. This is Sancheirev talking. So Hashem continues and tells him, what are you being so misbar? You're such a big Balgaiva that you do everything. You heard from afar. You're not doing this on your own. You heard from afar, whether it means from the Nevuah, like we said before. Now here it's referring to all the other nations that he destroyed. There were also Nevuahs that Melech Asher is going to destroy all the other nations. Hashem took his Nekam against many nations through Melech Asher, and there were many Nevuahs about it. So he tells him, you heard all this from afar, you heard the Nevuahs that you're the one who's going to destroy them. I saw Sisi, this Gezerah that I have made Limimekedem for many years before. Vitartia, and I'm one that created this whole thing, meaning I'm the one who's making your success is not you, it's all me. It was a Nebuah before, and I'm the one who made you who you are. I'm the one who brought you. Usihi Lehashois is the Lashon of the Kree. Galim Nitzim Aram Mitzuras. And I made you my stick. Lehashois is the Lashon of Shemam, of destruction. To make destruction, Galim Nitzim Aram Mitzuras. To turn fortified cities into Galim Nitzim, into piles of dirt, Nitzim, that flowers grow from them. To take Aram Bitzuras and to turn them into piles of dirt that weeds and flowers will grow out of. You're not the one who did it. I'm the one who did it. I made you into my stick to bring this Einish to these nations. And those who inhabit those cities, I made them kitzreyad, I made them powerless, as if they have short hands. Chatu, broken, vayevoishu. What does vayevoishu mean? This means that they were embarrassed, but there's another way that means that. That means they were, I guess they were embarrassed from their lack of ability to fight. It sounds like. So Hashem says, I took away their, I made you powerful, I made them powerless. So what, that's a big thing to do now, to knock people out. I made you strong, I made them weak. How you ace of Sada, they were like grass in a field, Birak Deshen, like a field of Deshen, also different grasses. Chatzir Gagois Ushtefa Lifnei Kama. They were like Chatzir, is like little weeds that grow on Gagois, on the roof. Meaning, that's like not a strong thing at all. And you have little things that grow on your roof, grass or whatever it is, it's nothing hard to pick out. Ushtefa is when you have stalks of wheat. Before they're ripe, they're very soft and they're very easy to they're very weak. They don't stand up to a strong wind. So they break down very easily. So these people, all the other nations, I made them like dried out things, dead things. So he's saying, so you're such a big Gibor that you were able to attack them. Not only did I make you strong, number two, I made them as if they're nothing. They're already half dead. Any little thing could have killed them. V'shiptecha v'teischa uvayacha yadati. And your goings and your comings. Which doesn't just mean you're going and you're coming. It means, and all your eitzes. V'shiptecha means all your plans. V'teischa uvayacha, going out and going in, yadati. I know it all. V'eitzisragezcha aloi. And now, you're making me angry. And that I know too. I'm the one who sent you. I'm the one who's doing it. I know everything. I know all your plans. And including that is the last thing that you just did, making me angry. And one last pasuk, he tells him, Yan Yisragez Cho'elai. So Hashem says to Sancher, you made me angry. V'shanan Cho'elai V'azni. And your destruction that you claim you're going to do is coming in my ears. I'm going to put a ring in your nose. Umiski bitzvasecha. And another type of, it's like a muzzle, but it's another thing that you put in an animal's lip, these wild animals, to keep it in check, and you want to make sure it behaves. So sometimes it's enough just to put something around its nose, be able to lead it. Here you have to put something in its lip too. And just like the animals, you pull them by this thing, you take them where you want to go. I'm putting this in your nose and in your lip, and I'm going to take you right back in the way that you came from. So that is then, there's another couple of sukkim still to the Nevuah to Chizkiah, but this part is going to be the Surah Taiva to Chizkiah. Till now was what Hashem's Nevuah, as if he's speaking to Melech Asher. Obviously Melech Asher never finds out about this, but as Hashem always talks, he tells Klal Yisrael as if what's going to happen to Melech Asher, and we will continue on Wednesday, and we will see what happens to him.
Wait, there's no one's option? Wednesday or tomorrow?